That's when it dawned on them. Your teacher is the Mazer Rackham? You know how they say he's a brilliant hero? Said Ender. Of course they knew. What they don't mention is he's a complete hard-ass. And then the new simulation began and they got back to work. Next day, Ender told them that things were changing. So far we've been playing against the computer or against each other. But starting now, every few days Mazer himself and a team of experienced pilots will control the opposing fleet. Anything goes. A series of tests, with Mazer Rackham himself as the opponent. It smelled fishy to Bean. These aren't tests. These are setups, preparations for the conditions that might come when they face the actual bugger fleet near their home planet. The IF is getting preliminary information back from the expeditionary fleet, and they're preparing us for what the buggers are actually going to throw at us when battle is joined. The trouble was, no matter how bright Mazer Rackham and the other officers might be, they were still human. When the real battle came, the buggers were bound to show them things that humans simply couldn't think of. Then came the first of these tests, and it was embarrassing how juvenile the strategy was. A big globe formation surrounding a single ship. In this battle, it became clear that Ender knew things that he wasn't telling them. For one thing, he told them to ignore the ship in the center of the globe. It was a decoy. But how could Ender know that? Because he knew that the buggers would show a single ship like that, and it was a lie. Which means that the buggers expect us to go for that one ship. Except, of course, that this was not really the buggers. This was Mazer Rackham. So why would Rackham expect the buggers to expect humans to strike for a single ship? Bean thought back to those vids that Ender had watched over and over in battle school. All the propaganda film of the second invasion. They never showed the battle because there wasn't one. Nor did Mazer Rackham command a strike force with a brilliant strategy. Mazer Rackham hit a single ship and the war was over. That's why there's no video of hand-to-hand combat. Mazer Rackham killed the Queen. And now he expects the buggers to show a central ship as a decoy because that's how we won last time. Kill the Queen, and all the buggers are defenseless. Mindless. That's what the vids meant. Ender knows that, but he also knows that the buggers know that we know it, so he doesn't fall for their sucker bait. The second thing that Ender knew and they didn't was the use of a weapon that hadn't been in any of their simulations till this first test. Ender called it Doctor Device, and then said nothing more about it, until he ordered a lie to use it where the enemy fleet was most concentrated. To their surprise, the thing set off a chain reaction that leapt from ship to ship until all but the most outlying Formic ships were destroyed. And it was an easy matter to mop up those stragglers. The playing field was clear when they finished. "Why was their strategy so stupid?" asked Bean. "That's what I was wondering," said Ender. "But we didn't lose a ship, so that's okay." Later, Ender told them what Mazer said. They were simulating a whole invasion sequence, and so he was taking the simulated enemy through a learning curve. Next time they'll have learned. It won't be so easy. Bean heard that and it filled him with alarm. An invasion sequence? Why a scenario like that? Why not warm-ups before a single battle? Because the buggers have more than one world, thought Bean. Of course they do. They found Earth and expected to turn it into yet another colony, just as they've done before. We have more than one fleet, one for each Formic world. And the reason they can learn from battle to battle is because they, too, have faster-than-light communication across interstellar space. All of Bean's guesses were confirmed. He also knew the secret behind these tests. Mazer Rackham wasn't commanding a simulated bugger fleet. It was a real battle, and Rackham's only function was to watch how it flowed and then coach Ender afterward on what the enemy's strategies meant and how to counter them in future. That was why they were giving most of their commands orally. They were being transmitted to real crews of real ships who followed their orders and fought real battles. Any ship we lose, thought Bean, means that grown men and women have died. Any carelessness on our part takes lives. Yet they don't tell us this precisely because we can't afford to be burdened with that knowledge. In wartime, commanders have always had to learn the concept of acceptable losses. But those who keep their humanity never really accept the idea of acceptability. Bean understood that. It gnaws at them. So they protect us child soldiers by keeping us convinced that it's only games and tests. Therefore, I can't let on to anyone that I do know. Therefore, I must accept the losses without a word, without a visible qualm. I must try to block out of my mind the people who will die from our boldness, whose sacrifice is not of a mere counter in a game, but of their lives.